Blog Talk Radio. grew up in a town that is famous as a place a movie scene. Noise is always loud, there are sirens all around, and the streets are mean. If I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, that's what they say. Found down on Broadway. Even if it ain't all it seems, I got a pocket full of dreams. Baby, I'm from New York. Concrete jungle with dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do. Now you're New York. These streets will make you feel brand.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. Another opportunity to make wrong things right. Another gift I was given to be able to open my eyes and appreciate this day. Welcome to all those that are tuning in live. And God bless you to all those that will later on listen to this show in its archive. Just by logging into lushradioonline.com, you can be able to hear this show and any other show from like 5 years ago. I got so much to talk about, to catch up on. It's been a awesome and thrilling and feeling week that I have been experiencing. So, okay, let me catch up with everything back here. So last week, this same time last week, I was actually in New York City. I've been out there to do several events, so I want to tap into those events really quickly. Okay, so I went out there Thursday, right? Okay, so Saturday we were in Isla Verde in the Bronx, and we were collecting items for homeless families in New York City. So thank you for everybody that came out and donated, that bring school supplies and everything that you guys bring. It's much appreciated. It's definitely well received. I appreciate, you know, I love my New York City family. Every time I go out there and do these fundraisers, everybody always comes out and represents. And, you know, it just makes my heart feel real warm when people come out and rep, you know what I mean? Because we do these things unselfishly for others, so it's appreciated when people come out and support it. So, and that same night, we also did the E2K Magazine Awards Ceremony Show event 2016, which a couple of queens were given these certificates, you know, just to thank them for the things that they do, the work they put on the community. You know, we're always very big on that and the giving back. But the actual winner of the Queens Healing Queens Awards plaque was shaped as a crown, very beautiful, custom made for this event, went to Barbara Pacheco, you know, the owner of Isla Verde Cafe. You know, she not only is a personal friend of mine, but it's a woman that's been giving back to her community for years in multiple ways. You know, that business she's had for, I want to say, a little over 10 years, and she's just a pillar of her community. Everybody knows who she is because, you know, she does so many acts of kindness to the people that walk into her establishment, all those around, you know, the establishment, and even out of her establishment, because she goes and supports other businesses as well. So who better than her to receive the 2016 award for Queens Healing Queens, you know? Because it takes a whole bunch of us to be able to heal each other, you know what I mean? Like, a healed person can only heal another person, you dig? But a hurt person can only hurt another person. So it's very important that we begin to heal ourselves and acknowledge our situations, because when we want to give back, what we're giving back, it's either going to be healing or it's going to be toxic, you know, and we don't want to be spreading toxic, so we want to be spreading healing, you know. In order for you to spread healing, you have to be healed. So it went a great, I mean, all the queens was out there. We represented. We did some sisterhood. It was just a great, great night to be acknowledged. And we acknowledged about, I want to say, I think it was about five or six queens that needed that acknowledgement. And there were some that weren't attended, but we do have their certificates to be mailed to them. And next year is going to be even bigger. It's going to be bigger, more awesome. Make sure you follow E2K Magazine on Instagram and on the Facebook. So E2K Magazine on the Facebook, on the Instagram, all the photos are posted there. Make sure you check that out. So that was last Saturday. Then last Sunday, I attended the Diva Pool Party. Shout out to all the divas. We had a great, great time. Millie had us put some wigs, and we all had wigs, and we're taking photos. And, you know, the most important part when you gather with a group of people is that you live the moment, you know, and that you create memories, because we never know when we're going to have this opportunity to be able to get together again. You know what I mean? Not to say that won't happen. I'm just saying the way, you know, life works. So you want to, any event that you invited to, any opportunity you invited to gather with people, you know, just make sure that it's worth it, that it's not about negative, that, that it's all positive, and it definitely was. So shout out to all the ladies at the Diva Pool Party. I had a great, great time. So last Monday, we did the free hugs and haircuts in Westchester Square, which was Beyond Academy Barber School. And we had a great time. Just we was out there, me and Giselle with the bullhorn and hugging people and just inviting people to get, you know, free haircuts, giving back to the community. I love, love, love being a part of those type of events. It's thrilling to see, you know, people like free, because, you know, you're in New York, so they, you question everything. They were like, free haircuts, like for real, like free all the way. So people went and got their shape ups and their haircuts, and they were tapered, and it was nice. It was just a great opportunity to be able to do that, to merge with great people, to make these great things happen. What else we did? Oh, Ruthie invited me to her church for prayer night on Wednesday, so we did that, and met up with a lot of great people, and had great conversations, ate, you know, my New York food that I always like. I missed a couple of it. I got to eat my White Castle and and other things that I put on my list. I didn't get to shop as much, though. While there, too, there was the, you know, Hillary was nominated for, to run for presidency. So that's history, you know. That's definitely history, our story, a woman first time being nominated for the presidency is huge. You know, just that in itself is huge, and it just shows how much we really have evolved, you know, as a country. I'm not really, into the politics of it all. I'm not. But I just think that that's dope, you know, that we're able to look past, you know, gender and everything else, and giving everybody free opportunity, you know, the land of the free, you know, and a woman nominated for presidency, that's huge. So that's huge in itself. And I'm not going to even get further into that because, you know, with politics and religion, some very touchy subject for some people. So anyway, I want to give a big, let me not forget. So I did that. Like, I was stranded in LaGuardia. But shout out to JetBlue that hit me up and gave me a refund and some money towards my next trip. But it was crazy, you know, due to weather, Mother Nature, what you're going to do. But shout out to JetBlue for stepping up and always making things right. I guess that's why I always travel with them. Saturday, this Saturday just passed, I was able to surprise my children by taking them to a Pitbull and Prince Royce concert. More so for my daughter. She was, my daughter and my sister was super, super excited, as my daughter is a crazy Prince Royce fan and almost lost her marbles. I didn't tell them till they were actually at the Amelia Arena, and while we were there, you know, I gave them the news. My son was but when Pitbull came out, oh my God, talk about he couldn't sit down on his chair. So it was a great time. It was a great family time. Went out with my sister Dee and my two nieces, and we definitely had some great sisterhood, you know, and then we had just our little man, my Prince Angel was there, and we had a great time. So shout out to all those that I met out there at the arena, at the Amelia Arena, and all those people we party with, and it was just a great time. Pitbull is amazing, you know. He does an excellent, excellent show. I mean, excellent. So if you ever get a chance, you know, make sure you go see him. Shout out to Pitbull, and shout out to Prince Royce, and shout out to Farruko that also performed, and it was great. And this was out in Tampa, Florida, so great opportunity. I want to give a shout out to my church for next Saturday. they're doing the back to school jam, giving out free book bags. Yesterday at church, we had the honor to be able to write some notes in these book bags, notes of motivation and encouragement for whoever's going to receive these book bags next Saturday. And they're also doing free haircuts. So that's Crossover Church in Tampa. If you're anywhere near Florida, Tampa, free haircut, free book bags, back to school jam, Crossover Church. So make sure you don't miss it. Shout out to all those that have celebrated a birthday, an anniversary, or are going to. It's August 1st, people. Yeah, Leo season. And it's August already. Kids are starting school already, and it's like, wow, where did all the time go? So shout out to all those that are tuned in. I'm going to go into my phone lines. Now, remember, if you don't want to speak, it's cool. Don't hang up. Don't panic. Don't panic. Stay tuning in. I'll just keep you on hold, and I'll keep talking. I'll keep playing music. If you want to talk, that's your opportunity when I open up your line. Okay? So here we go. 917-917. Good morning, y'all. We're MAE2K, please. 917. Okay. All right. You see, that wasn't bad. So you stay on hold and you can continue to listen to us as, well, listen to me or those who call. Again, 646-646. Good morning, y'all. We're MAE2K, please. 646-796.
Hello?
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Hello, 646?
Yes, Soraya, India, yeah. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
I'm glad. Talk to me about a little about what your upcoming event with the sickle.
Okay. Our community events is coming up. I'm doing health fairs around August. I'm a little nervous. This Saturday, we're doing a health fair by Evander Childs High School. There's going to be a gospel concert with Donnie McClurkin. I don't know any other artists that are going to be there. And also, I'm educating people on sickle cell anemic. Also, August 13th, I'm going to be doing a wake fest with a couple of in a Baptist church in the Bronx. I'm going to get more details. It's on Facebook, Instagram. I didn't put it up on Instagram. Yeah, we're doing educating the community on sickle cell, and also we're giving out flyers because we have a sickle cell walk on September 17th. In Central Park by 72nd Street. I hope everybody, if you're in Florida or the Bronx, if you want to come travel and come, you know, to the walk, we don't mind. We charge in. The website's not up yet, so to start an early advancement, but if you want to create teams, you know, it's $15 per person. You can start an early advancement once the website is up. And if you sign up late, and I'm going to be registering that day, you got to give in $20 per person, plus you get a T-shirt while you're at it.
And all this is happening in New York City and the Bronx?
All this happening in New York City, the Bronx, and September 17th is in Manhattan, 72nd Street.
Awesome, awesome. So real quickly, educate us a little bit about sickle cell.
Sickle cell is abnormal disease, which is from both parents that got trait. So basically my parents got trait, and I'm the one came out with the disease. It's a chronic illness that is not, you know, very good, because I usually get pains a lot in my body. When I start getting a crisis, I get a pain all over my body. Especially it was hard to go to school for me. It was hard, very hard to go to school for me, because I get sick in and out the hospital all the time. Also with blood transfusions, I get a lot of blood transfusions, and, you know, to stay hydrated and everything. People like me with sickle cell, you know, some of us get to live long. But I understand most of my friends this year passed away. They don't get to see their 30s. But this year, I'm about to be 29 in October, I get to see my 29-year-old, you know. Because through the sickle cell is not easy. I mean, it was not easy for me to go to college, finish my classes, but I did it. I did 4 years, and it's great. Now I'm an outreach coordinator for the sickle cell anemic. Right now, they're starting doing the process with me. They know that I'm doing a good job with the community. So I'll be doing more. Right now, tomorrow, I'm excited because tomorrow I'm going camp with the kids. Take them to camp because I'm going to be their bus chaperone. So I'm very excited. My sickle cell kids probably excited since I'm mentoring them. They're going to camp tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Nice. Where at?
In Connecticut, Hartford. Tug of War. Yeah, tug of hole.
Okay.
Those kids are going to be excited to learn how to swim, especially it's not easy for them because, you know, you can't go underwater, nothing. That's when I was a child, could not even swim, go underwater because, you know, the temperature water, because, you know, with the bones, it gets hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids get a crisis. Yeah, it was hard for me to go swimming when I was a kid. So for them, hopefully they learn. Yeah, you got the temperature of the water. That's why I'd be scared going to beaches and stuff.
Okay.
So
that was the different temperatures of water, or even when it's winter, summer, does that all
Yeah, when
affect?
It's the season, all season long, especially when it's, like, say, winter. I can't even go outside when it's, like, 14 degrees, 13 degrees because of the bones. You know, I end up getting a crisis, go to hospitals. And especially the summertime, you know, I cannot be out when it's 100 degrees. Cause, you know, I get dehydrated very quick. So I have to have a lot of water, especially if you're sick, you're anemic. Yeah, you got to bring a lot of water, take water with you, take like 2-4, you know, gallons, 2-3 gallons, you know, bottle waters, 2-3 bottle waters with you.
Right. My question is, is there a cure?
Yes, there's going to be a cure. There's going to be a cure. Right now they're working on it. They're working on it. Because right now they're newborn screening babies. There is a cure.
Mm-hmm.
One day it's going to come. You know, God's willing, it could cure us. With a bone marrow transplant. There you go. Right now I'm thinking. With a bone marrow transplant, it's supposed to be either a sibling or a mother or a father. To, you know, compatible. If you're compatible, you know, they do a little surgery. And especially with that surgery, I don't remember because a kid did it. He was compatible with his brother. So they could be sickle cell free.
Wow, okay.
A bone marrow transplant,
And the testing for that, like somebody want to be tested to see if they're compatible with someone, and it has to be a sibling, right?
It has to be a sibling, a mother, or a father. It could be anybody in the family who's compatible to get that bone marrow transplant.
Okay, so what do they do? Go to the hospital and just say they
want to
be tested?
Yeah, I guess go to the hospital, the nearest clinic, or, you know, especially the pediatrician for the kids. They could go to their pediatrician and tell them, you know, that they want to get a bone marrow transplant to be free from sickle cell.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for educating us.
You're welcome.
I will definitely be sharing all the information and the flyer and through my social networks. You know, I always support all causes. And I think it's very important that we create awareness and shed light to everything that's going on, you know, around the world, you know, because people have to support one another. We can't be just thinking always me, and I, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It's not about you. It's about everybody. Like, we're supposed to support everybody's cause, especially like I'm saying a couple of days ago, it's not about you all the time. It's not about this team. It's not about M2K. It's not about that. It's not about chaplain ministry. It's not about that. It's about everybody. I'm trying to put everybody together so we could work and make a difference. I want to make a difference with everybody together.
Absolutely.
It's
As
not
it
about
should be.
This
you know,
group.
But at
yeah,
the
it's
end
not
of
about
the day, we are still human and we're still flesh, you know, so we still have to just create understanding once everybody gets to understand really what it's about and what is the most important factor in the world, then, but we're going to get there, though. We'll keep going. We'll keep educating. You know,
we'll
when you know better, you do better.
Mondays. So. We're having a back-to-school August 29th. We're having a back-to-school at Katrona Park East. We're giving out back-to-school stuff to the kids in the community, especially the sickle cell community. We're going to give back to the kids over there. So we're giving out back-to-school stuff, and we're having a barbecue at East Claremont Park. I'm going to post it up on Facebook.
Okay. Make sure to post it, and I'll definitely forward it, you know, like I said, through the network. And thank you for calling. I appreciate you. This is the first time you called in, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. All awesome. Right. So you want to give any shout-outs?
I'll say not really. Shout-out to especially the sickle cell community, SCTPN, Sickle Cell Thalassemia Patient Network. I'll give a shout-out. Our office is located in St. John's in Brooklyn. I also have my own office in the Bronx, which is by 1704 Morris Avenue. We give shout out to Bronx Lebanon, which is they've been supportive with us. And now since our funds are gone, you know, we're trying to get them back so we could do what we need to do. Also, I have a petition for us. All the other hospitals in the Bronx, shout out to Montefiore also. Also to my friends, my family, who's very supportive, shout out to them. And also shout out to you. I'm an E2K. You've been a good person to me, a good inspiration, a good role model. Also shout out to God, you know, giving us another day to live and another day of life to improve. It's a new month. It's a new beginning, a new season. I'm not preaching, you know, because I'm like my parents, because my parents are preachers. You know, new season, new beginning. You know, God has new plans for us for this new season. And we got to be ready all times, whether it's good or bad.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, have a blessed day and an even more blessed week. I'm going to play a song for you, so hang on, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right. This goes out to you, okay?
Okay.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient, yeah, you, who are beautiful, yeah, you, who are brilliant, yeah, you, who are powerful, yeah, you, who are resilient, yeah, you, oh, yeah, you, hey, yeah, you, yeah, you, yeah, you, yeah, you, yeah, you, yeah, you, yeah, you.
Hey, this is your girl, Leshy Lesh, man. Don't forget, man, if you're trying to jumpstart your morning and get it started and get it motivated, don't forget to check out Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays each and every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. in the morning. Jumpstart your morning and get it rejuvenated with the one and only Emma E2K on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722 and jumpstart your day.
On the radio, got so much on your mind. be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry, the worry, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?
Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave. And I dread that I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'ma name it savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
they would never split. But I'm feeling like there's about to be a custody. They're really giving up on me and cheating on us. That's it. It's all that I hear from the kitchen is screaming. I wish I could go back in time and erase my whole life from existence. I'm feeling like I might be part of the problem. I guess I'm a negative number. If zero is cold, I'm feeling below. Emotions are rolling like thunder.
Lightning strikes, I'm on my crash and burn, crash and burn.
I thought we lived as kings, but all these paupers back to turn. And that's how I'm feeling. My parents were kings, but the kingdom is falling. It's broken, it stings. I look at the church, and I see the homeless. I see the broken, people divorcing. But through all that, a remnant remains. I pray we see Jesus. Jesus, we sing. Christ is hospitalized, ashes to ashes, playing with tears in our eyes. Where is the hope? Where is the life? Where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different, our marriage just lasted, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost, we've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God, please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne.
Mary, my betrothed, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen, and the sweetest smile.
Don't be afraid.
I'm the Lord's servant.
Help us! Please!
Lady, I believe your son is the promised king of his people. What is his name?
His name is Jesus.
Kiss the face of God, oh
to them.
Who are you?
Mary, did you know?
Tell me who you are.
That your baby boy is Lord of
Jesus.
All creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby
love him, I love him.